Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu Ki Jai. This is a new series titled The Astonishing Glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu. For the Gaudiya Vaishnava world, the grand glories and teachings of Lord Nityananda and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu are very well known and widespread. Most devotees know very little about the unlimited glories and contribution of Sri Advaita Prabhu. Being a member of the Advaitacharya lineage of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we want to glorify Sri Advaita Prabhu so the world will understand the immense contribution and glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu. For example, do you know that 50 years before the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Kali Yuga golden avatar of divine Krishna Prema, 50 years before he appeared in this world, Advaitacharya was offering prayers and doing puja and performing intense tapasya. He was praying to Bhagavan, "Oh Bhagavan, please come to this world. Please bless this world with your divine presence and your magnanimity and generosity, your audarya. Because without your appearance and without your blessings and mercy, this entire material world is doomed." So the Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita and other authentic biographies and descriptions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explain that without Advaitacharya, there would be no appearance of Nityananda Prabhu or Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Why did Krishna take the form of Lord Chaitanya and come to this world 500 years ago? And these great devotees explain Lord Chaitanya came because of Sri Advaita Prabhu 500 years ago. In other words, no Advaitacharya, then there would be no Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no appearance. So he's the key eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya, who caused the advent of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And long before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Advaitacharya was teaching Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhakti Bhajan, and Radha Krishna Shuddha Bhakti Sadhana and Sadhya. He was an acharya and a great teacher, Sri Advaitacharya. He was regularly performing Harinam Sankirtan, and he had initiated many devotees into Krishna consciousness. It is attributed in the biographies of Advaita Prabhu that he gave the Harinam, he initiated many great devotees, beginning with Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. He received his diksha and took sannyas from Sri Advaita Prabhu. And the great Yadunandan Acharya also took diksha from Advaita Prabhu and later gave diksha to Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami is also in the Advaita Parivar branch of Gaudiya Sampradaya, and also the famous devotee Vasudeva Datta. Vrindavan Das Thakur, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he glorifies Advaitacharya. Se Navadvipe Boise, Vaishnavagra Ganya, Advaitacharya Nama Sarva Loka Danya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the eternal form of blissful divine love, was brought to this world by the foremost of Vaishnavas living in Navadvip. And this great devotee Sri Advaita Prabhu has made the entire world fortunate. Advaita Charya Nam Sarvaloke Danya. And then in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Krishna's Kaviraj says, Vande Tam Srimad Advaitam Acharyam Adbhuta Cheshtatam Yasya Prasadat Agyopi Tat Sarupam Nirupayet. Adi Lila, chapter 6, verse number 1. Sri Advaitacharya, whose divine life is most amazing and wonderful, it is only by the grace of Sri Advaitacharya that even a fool can describe his life and teachings. So it is Sri Advaitacharya who is ultimately responsible for bringing Krishna Prema into this whole modern world and distributing it. Out of his unlimited kindness and pity for the suffering humanity, he prayed and cried and prayed and cried for Bhagavan to descend to this world, and he has come in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This audio series will be based on the following authentic and authorized shastras describing the life and teachings of Sri Advaita Prabhu, beginning with Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam by Sri Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, and Sri Kavi Karnapur's Chaitanya Chandodaya Natakam, as well as the biography of Advaitacharya entitled Sri Advaita Prakash, written by the lifelong servant of Advaita Prabhu, the personal servant named Sri Ishan Nagar. There's another great devotee, his name was Sri Haricharan Das. He wrote the Advaita Mangal. And there's another great book written by Sri Nityananda Das, who was a direct disciple and traveling companion of Sri Janava Mata, the illustrious Grand Guru and consort of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And that book is entitled Prem Vilas. And another book written by a great king of Bengal, his name was Maharaj Divya Singh. And later he took Diksha from Advaitacharya and he got the name Krishnadas. He wrote extensively about Advaita Prabhu's childhood pastimes and recorded them in a book which we will quote, titled Balya Lila Sutram, which was written in 1488, which is 2 years after the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the contents of these audios will come from these selected books and also some articles and posts that we have featured on the internet, and the translations of these classic books into English are based on the BBT and other great devotees that have translated these books from Bengali and Sanskrit into English, such as Sri Advaita Dasri and Bhumipati Dasri and Sarvabhauma Dasri. And with the blessings of Sri Guru and the Advaita Parivar and all the Vaishnavas, we will begin the great glories of Advaitacharya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Thus concludes the first track of the astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu.